Simon & Schuster Audio presents Drunken Fireworks, a story by Stephen King. Read by Tim Sample.
Statement given by Mr. Alden McCausland, Castle County Police Department. Statement taken by Police Chief Andrew Clutterbuck. Arresting Officer Adele Benoit also present. 11:15 a.m. to 1:20 p.m., July 5th, 2015.
Yes, you could say. Mind me, did a good deal of drinking and lounging around out to camp after Daddy died. No law against it, is there? If you don't get behind the wheel, that is, and we never did. We could afford it, too, because by then we were what you might call the idle rich. Never would have expected that, Dad being a carpenter all his life. Called himself a skilled carpenter. And Ma always added, barely skilled and mostly distilled. That was her little joke. Ma worked down to Royce Flowers over on Castle Street, but only full-time in November and December. A dab hand at those Christmas wreaths she was, and not bad when it came to funeral arrangements either. She did Dad, you know. Had a nice yellow ribbon on it that said, "How we love thee." Almost biblical, don't you think? People cried when they saw it, even ones Dad owed money to. When I got out of high school, I went to work at Sonny's Garage, balancing wheels, doing oil changes and fixing flats. Back in the old days, I used to pump gas, but, of course, now that's all DIY. I also sold some pot, might as well admit it. Haven't done it for years, so I guess you can't charge me on that. But in the 80s, that was a pretty good cash-and-carry business, especially in these parts. Always had enough jingle to go out stepping on Friday or Saturday night. I enjoy the company of women, but have stayed away from the altar, at least so far. I guess if I have any ambitions, one would be to see the Grand Canyon, and another would be to stay what they call a lifelong bachelor. Less problems that way. Besides, I got to keep an eye on Ma. You know what they say. A boy's best friend is his... I will get to the point, Adele, but if you want it, you have to let me tell it my own way. If anyone should have a little sympathy for telling the whole story, it's you. When we was in school together, you wouldn't shut up. Tongue hung in the middle and running at both ends, Mrs. Fitch used to say. Remember her? Fourth grade? What a card she was. Remember the time you put gum in the toe of a shoe? where was I? Camp, right? Out on Abenaki Lake. Ain't nothing but a three-room cabin with a lick of beach and an old dock. Daddy bought it in 91, I think it was, when he run into a little dividend from some job. That wasn't enough for the down payment. But when I added in the income from my herbal remedies, we was able to swing it. The place is pretty skeevy, though. I'm willing to admit that. Ma called it the mosquito bowl. We never fixed it up worth a tin shit, but Daddy kept to the payments pretty regular. When he missed, Ma and me chipped in. She bitched about giving away her flower money, but never too hard. She liked going out there from the first, bugs, leaky roof and all. We'd sit out on the deck, have a picnic lunch, watch the world go by. Even then, she wouldn't say no to a six-pack or a bottle of coffee brandy, although in those days she kept her drinking mostly to the weekends. The place was all paid off around the turn of the century, and why not? It was on the town side of the lake, the west side, and you both know what it's like over there. All reedy and shallow, plenty of pucker brush. The east side's nicer. Them big houses the summer people have to have. And I imagine they looked across the slums on our side, all shacks and cabs.